first 13 batters retired. At that point, you're just looking for something that's going to start.
Yeah, we just needed a spark. I thought Francis was throwing the ball really well. I thought our at-bats, I thought we were pressing a little bit offensively. Made some early outs, guys trying to get it going instead of just kind of letting the game happen a little bit. Kjerstad with a huge hit for us to put us on the board. And I thought our bullpen was fantastic.
Did you feel like the energy of the club was different today?
Well, I thought it changed. I thought we were pretty quiet because I think guys were really internal first four innings because they were just everybody was trying to get something going, and that's we need to get better at that. Those kind of things kind of happened last year at times too, where they're almost trying a little bit too hard, and their bats are getting over a little bit early, or they're getting frustrated with hitting a ground ball hard at somebody. But I thought our guys did a great, really proud of how our guys just really kept going, and Kjerstad kind of broke the ice for us, and then got some big hits after that.
Cedric Mullins has come up clutch a lot so far. What just is impressive in those places?
Well, he does that. I mean, he's I just love the energy with what Cedric's playing. He's playing with a ton of confidence, great defense for us. You want him up there in a big spot. You know it's going to be a really competitive at-bat. And he's playing no-nonsense right now. And I mean, he's just got a ton of life to his body, and he's playing extremely hard.
For Cedric, it's not just a blip of him being successful with runners in scoring position. This has gone on 3 years now. What makes him so successful in clutch moments?
Well, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, or first half. He's one of our best RBI. I think he was leading their team in RBIs like almost halfway through. I'm not sure which year that
23,
was.
Yeah.
23. Because he did that, honestly, where he used the whole field. And kind of a line drive approach. But then when said clips went out in front, especially here, it's a homer a lot of times. And then he's got the speed to be able to beat out ground balls, things like that. And they dropped a bunt down on the road trip. But he's got that in his bag also. So just like the way his overall game right now. Well, you know, Bichette or Guerrero's coming up there at the end. That's just how it works when you play the Blue Jays. It seems like that's how it's been the last few years. And you know, the walk, you felt that was going to come when he walked four pitches there, that second hitter. So loved how he kept his composure. You know, that was the first time he's been in that type of situation, a real save situation, and against a team that's playing really well. Love the fan support behind him. I thought was huge, and made some huge pitches on Bichette there.
Was it weird? I mean, you haven't had any games.
It's really strange. Yeah, really strange. We haven't had hardly any. We usually play. This is the kind of games the last couple of years we played, and we haven't played until tonight, really.
I was just going to ask, does this feel like the type of wins that you had a ton in 23 and 24? Comeback win?
Definitely in 23. Definitely in 23, where we won. We were, I think, the best team in baseball in one-run games, and a lot of it is because of that big fellow on the mound, Cano and him at the end of the game. And just kind of doing enough offensively or getting a big hit late. So that was, you don't want to always have one-run games. That gives everybody a heart attack at times, like 2023 did. But, those are good teams win those type of games. I thought Tomo was just kind of missing off the edge. I thought they did a really good job of shrinking the strike zone, and they made him come into the heart of the plate. And when he did, they hit some balls hard off him. Santander was just due. You knew that was going to come eventually. But I just thought he was kind of missing off the edge a little bit and then had to come in right over the middle part of the plate.
And fix that issue for the next.
I just think he's like an inch or two command-wise off a little bit today. I didn't think the slider was his best pitch today, and he couldn't really get to his split